Welcome everybody to the R&B podcast. You know it's lit and it's love lighting our path. Be free, be Latrice, can we do it? Holding that talk, cause you know we getting to it. Powered by the king, so our love is his magic. Speaking that truth, and you know you gotta grab it. The love is authentic, so you know you gotta have it. Classic R&B, you now rocking with the badges.
Welcome to the Classic R&B podcast. I am your host, Miss Brittany Latrice Badgett.
And I'm Robbie Free Badgett.
And we want to welcome you to life behind the Badgett scenes. Join us as we dive a little bit deeper into the life of newlyweds. We'll be having some hard conversations.
Maybe even some friendly debates.
But no matter what, it's all in good taste. So come on in, take a seat, and turn up your new fave genre.
That's right.
It's classic R&B.
That the Lord has made, I will rejoice. I will rejoice and be glad in it, and be glad in it. Oh, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made.
Are you rejoicing yet? Are you glad in it? How are you feeling? How are you doing? How are you living? Now, I don't know about you and what your experience has been, but that was an every Sunday song when I was coming up. It was there every Sunday. And the truth of the matter is that it was an easy song. So the praise team or the devotional leader didn't have to practice. They didn't have to rehearse. They just knew we're going to sing this congregational hymn this morning. And that is what they sang. This is the day that the Lord has made, right? And I thought of that song because it's very hard to feel that sense of praise in the midst of, let's just keep it 100. Let's be honest. It's hard because a lot of us, we have been on restriction. Well, everybody has experienced some form of restriction. There are population members who have to still get up and go to work. There's people who are still working from home. There are people who have become principals and school teachers at home. But we've all been impacted by what's been happening in our world, and it's impossible not to talk about it. And something dropped in me this week, and it was an acronym, and it was FAIL. And I wanted to share that with you guys today. I know, we've changed up the format again. You know, we'll be back to the original flow of things, but I'm just trying to follow as I'm being led. FAIL. What does it mean to fail? Well, this has been dropped in my spirit, in my mind, in my heart this past week. And I shared it with our larger group. And it's this truth and this reality that everything around us, it just seems like it's still failing. It seems like it's failing. And I believe there are powers and forces and systems and things like that kind of just sometimes they want you to fail. They want to see your demise. And so FAIL was an acronym that was kind of implanted. I'm not going to say that it was a thought, an idea, something that was deposited. FAIL is F stands for fear. A is for anxiety. I is for isolation. And L is for loneliness. Now, if you think about it, where we are right now in our culture, in our world, in our homes, it seems like everything is being set up for us to fail. They want you, or you're being provoked in fear. Now, fear. Fear is another acronym that we've heard. Forget everything and run. False evidence appearing real. Whatever you describe it as, it's a negative emotion or a not rewarding emotion. Because you could say fear has its place in, a healthy fear of things. It doesn't necessarily seem to be negative. But most of the time, we don't view fear as a positive thing. Why? Because fear doesn't really empower you. So the first thing that we realized, like, yo, fear is everywhere. Fear was the first thing that we felt when, you know, this whole pandemic started to break out. And, you know, people were afraid they were immediately going to get sick. People were afraid that they would infect somebody. People were afraid and are still afraid that they lose their job permanently. Companies and businesses fearful of not being able to come back out of the situation. People even being afraid to be in their home because of the things that may be happening in their house. Violence, domestic violence, and abuse and neglect. You're afraid of those situations. And rightly so. I understand. Sometimes, like I said, fear is not always negative. It's a healthy reminder of there is danger that is around. But here's where it becomes unhealthy. When fear starts to control everything that you do, it controls everything that you do. You can't think in peace, walk in peace, eat in peace. You can't do anything without feeling this sense of fear just coming over you. And you're like, oh, I'm so afraid. And you're not winning when you're walking in fear. Well, we get that, Badger. We understand that, Rob. What do I do about it? One of the main things that you can do is you got to feed your faith. You have to build your belief. But before building that, there are some small incremental steps that you need to take that help you to do that. You got to educate yourself. You got to become a steward, a student and steward over the information that is necessary that you need to equip yourself in whatever area that you are afraid of. What does that mean? So let's just say I'm terrified at the fact that our income may have dried up. Okay. You have to now become a student of how do I deal with this problem? What are some ways that we can still bring in money or figure out how to make money in a situation rather than just laying down and dying in the situation? You're going to have to think of some ways as to how can I now supplement my income so you can build a sense of or what do I need to look into in terms of maybe programming or if I have to do a loan, what are the stipulations of the loan? Whatever you need to do, you're going to have to educate yourself to deal with the fear factor. The other thing is, in order to deal with your fear, you have to stop pushing out the lies or just the bad information that wants to infect you. You got to push that out because right now, I can tell you that it's just not going to stop anytime soon. The information that people are pulling out. You may have to limit your social media time, limit the times that you're watching news and whatever's on there that's fueling this information. You're going to have to do that. The next one is anxiety. Now, anxiety, it starts off in the mind, then it immediately starts to impact your body. You have to get to the source of what is triggering this level of anxiety. Why do I feel so powerless and how do I manage this? One thing that I will say, there is power in prayer and meditation. Yes, getting yourself centered, getting your mind centered, picking up a good book that is a distraction. Exercise is good for anxiety. You got to exercise. Keeping the body and blood flow moving is a big deal that I strongly encourage you to take advantage of. Why is that important? Because now it's very easy to just start eating because you're stressed out, because you're feeling anxious. You just decide, well, I guess I'll eat my life away, or I'll find this comfort food, or this is how I'm going to deal with my emotions. All of those things are negative. They become negative weights that you put into your backpack and they weigh you down. Anxiety is a beast. Because it's in your mind and your body will respond to the level of anxiety that you are feeling. You have You have to get control of that. So fuel it with positivity. Fuel your mind with things that are the opposite of the things that are stressing you out. You have the power to take control of that. You have the power to take captive of your thoughts and to control your thoughts, right? So it's important that you do that. You have to do that because it's necessary. Next one is isolation. Now, here's where a lot of people are failing in isolation. It's because most of us, we weren't prepared. We weren't prepared. We had no reference point of dealing with ourselves by ourselves. And it's sometimes the scariest place to be is being alone with yourself. That can be terrifying, terrifying. So you don't really know how to manage that, what to do in those situations. And isolating, you don't want to be alone with your own thoughts because you're afraid of that. Here's what I would encourage you to do. Find a way to reach out. Start conversations with people who are also in the same position that you are. You may have to call the loved one or friend, or now's a great time to reconcile. You just got time. You got time on your hands. You know, because if you have the argument with the person and it don't go well, what do you have to lose at this point? You still gonna be sitting in the house. So take a chance, have the conversation. Try to build community with people who may be online. Join a chat group. Keep the momentum going. Keep the community connection digitally. Text message somebody. You don't have to be in isolation alone. You can connect with somebody. Do some writing. Write a letter. The mail system is still working. Get a pen pal, old fashioned. These are some ways to combat the feeling of like, yo, it's just me. Loneliness. Now, the reason why I said loneliness and I said isolation, because just because you're by yourself, that doesn't mean that you're battling loneliness. That's a good point. Yeah, very different. You could be on your normal schedule and routine and still feel alone, right? So that's what I challenge you in the last one. We're talking about fail, F-A-I-L. The first one is fear. Second one's anxiety. Then isolation. Then loneliness. Loneliness. So here's the thing. I think you have to deal with some internal things that are contributing to you feeling alone, to feeling disconnected. You may have to discover those things. Counseling is a must. I think everybody should experience some form of counseling or coaching at some point in their life. They definitely need to do that, without a doubt. And loneliness, you can build that up by confronting the internal things that are making you feel so alone and as though you have nobody, that nobody is with you, that nobody's checking for you, right? And I think if you attack those things, sometimes you might find out that, yo, I got some things that people may even actually not want to be around. How do I deal with those? How do I fix it? How do I manage it? How do I correct it? How do I build? Deal with the stuff that is helping you to feel alone, or deal with the stuff that might be pushing people away so that you end up being alone. Think about that. In all things, I believe that you're not here to fail. I don't feel like it's, well, I know that it's not God's plan for you to fail. I believe that you will win, but I do believe that you're going to have to do some work at this to combat the things that are trying to get you to fail. I thought it was important to share this message with you folks, because right now we just need a little bit of encouragement, a little bit of hope, a little bit of extra oomph as we push through this. We are still in April. April, I will say, doesn't feel like March. March felt like forever. And typically March usually feels like this month is going to take forever. And guess what? March took forever. This is Resurrection Week. If you're religious or non-religious, whatever the case, this is the week that Christians celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ, the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Now, I want to encourage you, if you have not met him, you do not know him, you have not had an experience with him, I encourage you to try him, because he never fails. In every situation that we go through, we experience, it's this truth that has kept my family, our household, our family together. And that's Jesus Christ. But that's all for today, folks. Hope y'all enjoy the rest of your day. We are here, Classic R&B, still with you. Peace.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Classic R&B Podcast. To keep the conversation going, be sure to check us out on Facebook at The Classic R&B Life, on Instagram at Our Classic R&B Life, or you can check out our website at theclassicrnblife.com. We can't wait to hear from you.
Peace.